Locker room chats continue tonight on KNZA, getting you set for week 6 of the high school football regular season. Talking Troy Trojan football with head coach Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Trojans, their fourth consecutive win last week. Coach, rivalry against D West, pretty solid on both sides of the ball. 36-0 the final score. The initial thoughts and takeaways from the win against the Mustangs.
Yeah, a really good win for us. I thought we knew they were going to be scrappy, and they were. Made us earn every yard that we got. It felt like took us to some third and tens, had to convert some fourth and shorts and some things like that to extend drives. So maybe just kind of the one big play we had early that kind of set the tone, and then we kind of had to earn everything else. They did some things different to us defensively than we had expected, came out and played our receivers in a man-to-man, which, man, that's what we begged for all the time. It's just that we aren't really prepared for it because nobody usually has the courage to do it, and they did a good job there. But the balance that we've been talking about was the key thing. I had us for 25 carries and 176 yards. I had us throwing 27 pass attempts for 172 yards, and I'm not a mathematician, but you can't get much closer than that on balance in the plays and balance in the yards. And we've been working towards that all year. We know when it gets to this point of the year, we got to be able to run the football, and we did a great job of that.
Yeah, you've been preaching it the last few weeks, and you mentioned how close it was in terms of the balance. How about Tucker Jarrett's performance? He had 82 yards and found the end zone in the fourth quarter. Is he kind of the lead guy back there at this point with that group?
Yeah, he finally felt good on Friday night. He's, dealt with two ACL injuries during his high school career, dealt with a back surgery, had an appendectomy one year. He's just been through the ringer, and he didn't hardly practice last week before that D-West game because he was just soreness, swollen knees, back hurting. And Friday when he got to the game, after we gave him like those three easy days of practice, he said it's the best he'd felt in a long time. So we rode him a little bit, and you could tell he felt good. He was running the ball hard, pretty big power back for us there, and got some tough yards inside the tackles. And he played great on defense too with 8 tackles. So, and if he's feeling good and we can keep him healthy, that gives us that little boost of energy that we need in the run game.
Yeah, and then on the other side defensively, at least in the first half, D. West was able to move the ball a little bit. It just seemed like kind of that bend, don't break mentality. I mean, they've got it inside the red zone early, turned it over on downs, and at least in the first half was a little bit more consistent. So, again, you give up some yards early, but when you had to make a stop, your defense certainly did.
Yeah, I thought it was great to pitch that shutout. They execute their little deceptive offense pretty well, and they try to throw the ball against us a little bit. Certainly, I think D-West is a better defensive team than offensive team, but anytime you can shut somebody out like that, your defense is playing well. Henry Geiger, 18 tackles I had him for.
Goodness.
He played some D-line for us earlier in the year, and we moved him to linebacker, and we don't know for sure what he's going to do this week, but he played a lot of linebacker last year and was our leading tackler. Man, 18 tackles against that team, pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And obviously a big one on tap here at Riverside Week 6. We'll talk about the matchup against the Cyclones right after this here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Derek Jasper, Troy football coach here on KNZA Weekly Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant. Also want to thank Troy Booster Club and Napa Auto Parts. Coach, two teams on 4-game winning streaks this Friday night, certainly at least in our area. This is one of the marquee matchups in the 1A classification, huge district matchup here with Riverside. Cyclones very good. They have shut out their last two opponents, beat Riverside 51-0 last week. This team coming in, you knew they were going to be a problem, returning 11 starters on defense, 9 on offense after the season they put together in 2024, and they have certainly lived up to the billing since that week one loss to Jackson Heights.
Yeah, we certainly knew that, and I still think they're underappreciated, even though some people were talking about all their returning starters. When you lose that week one game, same as we did, you kind of fall off the map, and you get kind of fly below the radar as far as state rankings and stuff. But I think Riverside's one of the best 5 teams in Class 1A. You saw that defense at Jackson Heights. I know Jackson Heights got 21 points. One of them was on a short field, I think.
And, yeah.
Anytime you hold Jackson Heights, even to 21 without that, their defense is flat legit, probably the best defense in the state when you look at all levels with their huge D-line, but not only huge, they're athletic up front there too, and a great linebacking core there with Hayes and Hartman and Griffin, and in the secondary, was the best secondary we saw all year last year, and all those guys are back. So defense really stands out for them. I know their offense was a work in progress, just like week one there when they couldn't get into any kind of rhythm against Jackson Heights, but that's no shame. Jackson Heights, you know, number one team in the state for a reason.
Right.
Since then, they've kind of progressed it a little bit. We know they're going to have the big backs and the lightning back run between the tackles, but they're throwing the ball around a little bit now, and there's a deep ball threat there all the time, and he throws that deep ball well. So, you know, when you got to worry about both of those things, it makes them a little more difficult to stop. And, you know, Griffin hurt us with his arm a little bit last year. Last year, that game 14-12 came down to two-point conversions that we didn't make either one, and they boot their extra points through. So I expect kind of a game like that again. Certainly, we're not going to put our 40-point average up. We got to change our mentality a little bit. Punting sometimes is okay in a game like this.
Yeah.
As long as our defense can hold in there and fight and keep them down. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm expecting again, a similar game to last year.
Yeah, you talk about the week one game that they had against Jackson Heights, and week one's a little bit finicky. It's just a different game because it is that first one of the season, but they held Jackson Heights to 21 points. The four games that Jackson Heights have played after that, 69 points, 54 points, 55 points, and then 70 points in the win against Pea Ridge. So the Riverside defense, as you mentioned, no joke. And then just kind of piggybacking off with the offense, Beckham Griffin was very efficient last week, 11 of 15. How dangerous is this team when they do have that ability to kind of mix it in with the run and the pass, both, you know, pretty positively?
I mean, very difficult tackling their big back. You know, he's got tree trunks for legs, and then they hit you with the Hayes kid, who's more like the lightning of that. And then the quarterback in the run game, big physical quarterback, can run it too. And man, when they're taking those deep shots to their athletes, it's just a hard cover if we try to do that one-on-one, because they've got great athletes out on the perimeter, and he's going to step back there and throw that deep ball pretty fast, so we're not going to get pressure there. And they, you know, he's developed in the mid-range passing game also, a very tough prep for us, because they can do all that stuff, and they run numerous formations and things. So we'll hopefully get ready, and the bottom line is just got to line up and try to be as physical as we can, try to tackle well, and, you know, if we can get them, make them one-dimensional where we know what they're going to do, you know, if it's something short, we know they're going to run. If it's something long, we know they're going to pass, then we can kind of key more on that. But as we start out, you got to, you know, respect both parts of their offense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is a marquee matchup here in Northeast Kansas and across the state. District number 4, Troy at Riverside, two teams 2-0 in district play. You also got Centralia, who is sitting there at 2-0. Of course, the Trojans, after this week against the Cyclones, will be back at home against Centralia. So a big two-game stretch here for Troy. That is Derek Jasper joining us. That two-game stretch starts Friday night at Riverside. Coach, thanks again. Always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate you.